Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, the strong cold front that we gave you the first alert about all week long has moved through the area, so we've had the warmest temperatures that we're going to have all day. It was early this morning, and now will be steady or slowly falling through the 60s. Bands of light rain and showers will continue to move to the south and east, diminishing to mostly just a drizzle for a while this afternoon. Then a second disturbance moving across the area will produce some more light rain late this afternoon and into this evening. So make sure you have your poncho, your jackets, your umbrella, and raincoats all ready to go for today and into this evening. It'll be a little bit slow on highways and interstates at times. Roads will be wet to damp, and those temperatures will stay certainly cool, about 20 plus degrees cooler than at this time for much of the day on yesterday. And then as we get into your weekend, that disturbance moves away later tonight, so the rain ends, but the clouds will hang tough into early tomorrow morning. You'll wake up to, in most spots, a gray and chilly start to your Saturday. Not particularly pretty. However, we'll see clearing as we go through the day, and a brightening of the sky will help get those temperatures into the mid-60s in the afternoon, but a gusty northeasterly breeze will certainly make it feel cooler than it actually is, and particularly chilly at our beaches. Sunday is the pick day of the weekend, or Sunday and Veterans Day if you have a three-day weekend, because we'll get into plenty of sunshine both days. And temperatures will slowly warm. We'll be down into the 40s tomorrow night into early Sunday, but the afternoon high on Sunday will reach the lower 70s with less wind, a really pretty day. And it'll be warmer on Veterans Day in the afternoon. Monday's temperatures reach the upper 70s. The Veterans Day parade at 11:01 a.m. will be partly sunny with temperatures around 70, warming into the 70s through the noon hour. So to repeat once again, we'll see bands of showers and light rain gradually diminish for a while today before some more light rain moves in later this afternoon into this evening and overnight. Rainfall amounts will not be great, but certainly will make it damp and at times wet for any plans or travel through the day today and into this evening. For the fair, gates open at 3 p.m. It'll be cloudy, temperatures in the 60s. A little drizzle or light rain will continue into this evening as temperatures slowly drop into the upper 50s. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47. Of Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.